And I hope everybody who can take some time off can join us at the parade and celebration of a great team. The motto of the Blackhawks this year was one goal, and they accomplished that goal, and I think they're an inspiration to everybody everywhere who's trying to do something hard, to team up and work together, be unselfish, never give up, even when things don't go your way, always keep your eye on the one goal, and our Blackhawks do us proud. Today I'm going to sign three bills that are educational bills that deal with a fundamental issue of our state. It's a number one issue as far as our budget goes, and that's to invest in education. The Illinois Constitution makes education a fundamental right, and I believe in that. It's the duty of all of us to do the very most we can to help education from birth to when we pass, and that means early childhood education, K to 12, community colleges, four-year universities, and beyond. And these particular three bills deal with all of those issues. They deal with early childhood and special education. They also deal with the importance of scholarships, where our students go to college. There are many students in Illinois who have the ability to do college work, but they cannot go because of lack of finance. And we can't have that great talent lost to the people of Illinois. And so our state, for some years, over half a century now, has a program, a monetary assistance program that provides scholarships to thousands of students. We'd like to do even more, but clearly the budget issues that have squeezed our education budget have prevented us from doing everything we'd like to do. Indeed, in this budget, it's pretty much a flat budget with respect to investing in education. We're lucky to have that, frankly, because there were some changes in federal tax law that on April 15th of this year gave us a fiscal dividend in the state of Illinois. The federal changes helped us at the state level. We got about $1.3 billion that we didn't anticipate at the beginning of the year into our budget, and we've been able to hold the line on our educational investment. But the bottom line is we do not have enough money for our schools in Illinois, for all of our education. And that is due to the fact that we've had a squeeze by the pension systems that are required by law to have full investment. And since I've been governor, unlike previous governors, I've invested whatever the law required to make sure that we invested in our pensions so that it didn't go further into the liability situation. But I think it's important that all the people know when I sign these bills today that we can do better for our schools in Illinois if we have fundamental, comprehensive public pension reform. That is job one right now for our legislature and for all of us to get that done so we can have in the coming budget year more investment in education, more investment in years to come. So I'm going to sign these bills right now. So these three bills have been signed. They invest billions of dollars in our schools in Illinois, but I still feel, and I think the people feel, we can do better with pension reform. We can have more money for our children, for their education, for our students, for their future. And it's very important we understand that as we go through these next few days to July 9th, which I've set as a deadline for the conference committee that I suggested to the legislature to break their gridlock, to have a crowbar, frankly, that can break the gridlock that the legislature is engaged in with respect to pension reform. I feel that it's extremely important that members of the conference committee, all 10, as well as all the members of the General Assembly, understand that we are in an emergency. This is urgent. We've had plenty of discussion and debate and research on this issue of pension reform. Now it's time for the conference committee to come together, bridge the differences, forge an agreement, put it before their members of the House and Senate by the deadline of July 9th, so we can move forward with our state of Illinois.